This is WSKG News. A committee on the student government at Cornell has voted to draft an amendment to add a campus policy addressing hate speech. The move comes after a Black Cornell student was called the N-word and then was physically assaulted, sending him to the hospital. As Laura Rosbrow-Tellen reports, that led a Black student group to protest the student government on Tuesday.
Hundreds of protesters attended the university assembly meeting. The co-chairs of student group Black Students United, Tracy Celestin and Delma Fears, only had a few words to say.
Silence is power. Hate speech is not free speech. We will not waste any more emotional labor than we have already lost explaining basic human rights to your assembly.
They had 25 minutes to present, but they finished talking after 25 seconds. For nearly half an hour, the majority stood silently. Many raised fists in the air. After some discussion, the university assembly introduced and passed a motion to amend the campus code of conduct by the end of the year to include hate speech. Right now, the code of conduct does not address hate speech explicitly. But the road ahead may not be simple. The Cornell Daily Sun notes that a similar effort failed a decade ago. Also, Cornell President Martha Pollack would have to approve the amendment for it to become campus law. In the past, she has defended free speech. For WSKG News, I'm Laura Rothbrow-Tellum in Ithaca.